the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. The first scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 18. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose, and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram, caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 through 19. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac shall your offspring be named." He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 28. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him of something. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine are to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom." Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard it, they were indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We reflect on the readings for the teaching for today. To start, we hear from Genesis chapter 22, verses 7 through 8, and Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 through 28. Genesis 22. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "Behold, the father, the fire, and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went both of them together. And from Matthew chapter 20, "It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. God's testing of Abraham's faith. By directing Abraham to kill and sacrifice his only son Isaac, challenges our understanding of faith in and obedience to God as much as any narrative in the Bible. After the great flood, God told Noah and his family that it was forbidden to kill people. Moreover, Isaac was the very son through whom God had promised that Abraham would have many descendants and would be a blessing to all nations. Everything in normal human reason and laws would judge this direction from God as wrong to follow. Even Isaac himself was wondering what kind of sacrifice this was going to be. They had no lamb for the sacrifice. Abraham answered, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." the depth of faith, obedience, and anguish in Abraham at that time is hard to imagine. At that point when he had to answer his son. Sacrifice of one's own life for another is not uncommon in human history. Everyday duties of law enforcement officers, firefighters, rescue crews, and military persons require readiness to die in carrying out their responsibilities, often of which is to save other humans. St. Paul noted, "For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die." Romans chapter 5, verse 7. We thank God for fellow citizens willing to give up their lives to save others. Memorial Weekend in the United States is a time for reflection and giving thanks and honor for those who have died in the defense of our nation. As St. Paul said, the men and women who died for the sake of their country did so because they believed something was good in doing so. In their minds and hearts, they believed something was good enough to die for. Perhaps they thought their country was worth sacrificing for. Or perhaps their families back home was a reason for their self-sacrifice. Or perhaps they believed the cause of the fight was good. Or perhaps defending their fellow soldiers in the fight was worth their own death. Or perhaps a combination of these reasons, or other reasons. Believing something other than myself is so valuable that I would die on its behalf, this is an honorable death. Throughout human history, such a death is honored. Abraham's test from God to sacrifice his son Isaac had the big question mark. What did Abraham value and trust? Did Abraham trust and believe in God above all other things? God had not given the Ten Commandments yet, which said, "You shall have no other gods before me." And Jesus taught the greatest commandment was, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 30. But Abraham had not heard these specific teachings of God's word. Abraham lived about 500 years before Moses and 2,000 years before Jesus. Yet Abraham trusted in the Lord God above all things, even more than his own son. Abraham considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. Through his faith in God, Abraham truly did become the father of many nations by God's promise and power. Yet even more noble, wonderful, and amazing is God's love for us and his Son, Jesus Christ. St. Paul completes the thought in Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 7. "For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." Romans chapter 5, verses 7 through 11. Jesus Christ died for all humanity, for you and me, while we were in sins. Jesus did not die for good people. Scripture says that all people have turned away from God. Sinful human nature is not inclined to God, but rejects him. When Jesus said on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," he forgave and absolved those who had tortured and crucified him, those who had schemed against him, those who had abandoned him, those who had betrayed him. Jesus loved and wanted to save those who hated him at that very moment, and indeed, throughout all history. When God the Father sent his only Son to die for the world, it was not that humanity was good before God and worth saving. We all deserve punishment, and even daily we sin. But God has loved you and me so much that his Son was a sacrifice death for us. God wants us to trust in him, that he will guide us, take care of us, and protect us. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, "He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" Please pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I need your forgiveness. You died a sacrifice death for me. You rose for me, and now reign, ascended at the right hand of the Father for me. Give me faith, courage, and great love for fellow humans, that I will not only believe in you, but also love others in your name. Help me to firmly believe that you hold all things in your hands. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Shall be the church.
we pray the prayers. Guard your people, O Lord, and grant us unity of faith and singleness of heart as we come to you in prayer. Lord, you have delivered the saints from fiery trial and raised up the martyr from darkness of death to everlasting life. Give us courage, that we may give bold witness to the truth in our own day, and proclaim Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you have pledged to us your Spirit and promised to supply your church with pastors who will preach and teach your word. Give us ears to hear and hearts to believe your word. Raise up those who will serve your church in generations to come, that we may never be without the aid of those who serve us in your name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you have power over all things and appoint an order on earth for the protection of the weak, the punishment of evildoers, and the encouragement of virtue. Bless our president, our governor, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Give them wisdom for the challenges of our times, and preserve them from self-serving concerns. Give us grace, that we may honor the gift of liberty, and be good citizens and neighbors to all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you provide for our needs every day. Thank you for all fellow citizens who serve us in times of need, trouble, and we ask you to protect and guide them and their families. We bring before you firefighters, law enforcement, emergency workers, military personnel, doctors, nurses, teachers, counselors, food producers, retail and transportation workers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you have given all citizens of the United States of America countless blessings through our nation. Thank you for your provisions. On this Memorial Day weekend, we especially thank you for our citizens who throughout our nation's history have given their lives in defense and support of the country. We ask you to give unity and oneness of purpose to all of us in this land, that your divine wisdom, justice, and mercy may be a pattern for our nation's rulers and citizens. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you have compassion upon all who suffer. Give grace to the sick, to those with mental illness, to the dying in their last hours, and to those who grieve. Hear us especially for Margaret, Norma, Lillian, Carolyn, Charlotte, Henry, Lincoln, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Mark, Dan, Kathy, Shirley, David, Carlton, the daughter of Julie, Bill, Jason, and Pastor Berlin. And those we name in our hearts before you, grant them patience in their afflictions and deliver them according to your gracious will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you are the source of all wisdom and knowledge. Bless those who teach, those who learn, and especially those who graduate this year. Be the hope of those whose plans have been disappointed, and grant that all graduates would find good employment or further education. Guide them in the pursuit of your word and truth, to live honorable lives and worthy vocations, that in all things you may be glorified. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we rejoice in the Savior's promise to guard the people who wear your name by baptism and faith until we are with you in your presence forevermore. Guard us against the devil who prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking those whom he might devour. Grant us the power to resist him and trust in you without fear. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.